Changing Playbooks, an actual play show about making and embracing the change in the stories we tell and the impact that has on us, the players. My name is Claire. I am facilitating the game as usual. You can find me over on YouTube and Twitch at Claire Skies Ahead, as well as the show I co-host at Soul Cravings. With me today is Rally Darling.
Hey, I'm Rally Darling. I'm around. Rally on the moon on most things. Other names, other places, but hey.
Camellia Sinestris.
Hello, I am Camellia, a.k.a. Cam. I'm playing Tiffany, and you can find me if you want to. Mostly, I stream on Twitch with the same name.
Oh, fuck.
And I think that's everyone. I don't think there's anyone else here.
Hey!
I think that's it.
Hey!
Oh, wait, there's a Lou? Lou? Is there a Lou?
Yeah, my name is Lou. I'm playing Argus, and right now I'm enjoying a nice Diet Coke.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, a couple things. One, at this point, I've heard the intro, so I know what it sounds like. If you liked the intro, you can go over to soundcloud.com/now-voyager. That'll be in the link. It sounds great. I think I'm the only one here who has heard it so far.
Yep.
And
I got a little sample several weeks ago. But I have not heard it finished. It was not finished at that time.
Oh yeah, I think you heard a single instrument. It is now a full thing.
Yes, I got one guy and a guitar giving me a little sample of what it was going to be.
One guy and a guitar, little tiny guy in a guitar.
Yeah, about 3 inches tall with a full size guitar. It was an achievement.
We are going to continue "Girl by Moonlight" by Andrew Gillis. It is going great. Everyone's having a good time. Actually, kind of. We'll see. We're off to the party. I see everyone is in roll 20. So I'm just going to, let's see, send y'all a couple things. So.
Right. I forgot that I managed to roll us a crit for our entrance. I forgot that was my doing. That
feels God.
I remember that we got a crit. I forgot that I was the one that rolled it. And. It doesn't make any difference, but it feels good for me specifically.
Yes. It's
yes.
Big.
Yeah, no, it's huge. And the last time, so on a crit, that means you basically overcome the first hurdle, which we'll get to. We kind of touched on it last time, but we're going to back up a little bit. We're going to put the camera on y'all, and we're going to see as you all approach this building. So just to describe the building a little bit, it's a beautiful curved building that I've modeled after two different buildings that are part of the City of Arts and Sciences in Valencia, Spain. I'm sending those to the chat. The first is the Prince Felipe Sciences Museum, and the other is the Queen Sophia Arts Palace. So the main thing, and I'm going to now in roll 20 bring y'all over here.
Oh.
Is that outside the main entrance, there are two large staircases going up to what is essentially an overlook, like outdoor giant building long balcony, walkway, almost like a, like if you imagine like a street in front of a building, but it's raised on the second level. That's how you get into the second level. And you, if you go under the overhang, that's how you get to the first floor, which is you have all gone into this building. Now the actual buildings are, a white material. This building is a dyed sandstone, so it's various colors. It's purples, oranges, pinks, and the biggest feature that is different than this is much like the, if you look at the Sciences Museum, which is the one that has these staircases going up, but it's a bunch of like over art. I can't describe it any other way than like kind of like a spider web or a network of archways, and specifically this building in our world, over the top of it are twisting archways that look like Mobius strips, almost like coming and wrapping over top of each other, but they are made of glass and they're mirrors, And what they're doing is, no matter what time of day, they are reflecting natural light into the ballroom area until, you know, complete sunset, so that there is natural light lighting the ballroom from above. As y'all have entered this building, you've gone through the lower doorway, you've gone to the front entrance. There was someone who confirmed you were allowed to be there, which is an exclusivity kind of thing that I don't know if many of you are. I mean, you know what the idea of not being allowed into a place is, but like the idea of buying a ticket, you know, except you didn't have tickets. Your names were on lists. So you said your name to a person. They let you in. They directed you to where to go, and you entered towards the ballroom through a main lobby area. And so when you entered this ballroom, you could see that there were tables. So it is a long, stretching, beautiful ballroom. Again, the walls are made of the sandstone. The floor is made of like a colored concrete. It's, you know, like in terms of what material they're using, it's not just a gray concrete. It is a concrete like, you know how like a basketball gym is wood and it's all colored? There's, you know, it's paint or linoleum or whatever. There are these similar kind of patterns that are just sort of, they're not about sports. They're just like decorative lines that, you know, if you don't really know what they are, they don't mean anything to you, but they're various colors. And so it is a hard floor host many people on, often for dancing, fancy events. There are approximately, I actually can give you the exact number, there are 24 tables on each end of the ballroom set up in a sort of a bow tie shape, so that there's an outward V on both sides, so you can kind of get to the middle ones pretty easily, but you can also get to the outer ones. In the middle of these two ends of the ballroom, it is a long, it's less rectangular than I could make it in Roll 20. This is a very round building, but Roll 20 hates curves, unless you want to spend hours, which I did not, so it's just rectangles in Roll 20, but it's a very round, like, smooth space that, in the middle, between these long, round walls that are kind of a circular, like a rounded corner rectangle. In the middle, there's a giant stage. There's curtains at the back of the stage that go off into a backstage that you cannot see behind. And on the stage, there is a band playing currently. It's a small band of 10 to 15 people. When I say band, I don't mean like us, like four people playing. I mean like, you know, like big band days. Or a big band event. But it's still like a small amount of people, comparatively. And, you know, it's a very relaxing sort of, you've got like strings and like horns that are playing a very melodic, slow paced melody right now. That's just sort of right after the setting up, because y'all arrived very early. You are one of the first people there. The only other people you see, at the moment, there's some people milling around, but the main people you see, there are three people sort of in the center, just off in front of the stage a bit, having a conversation. They look very related to each other. They're like a set of blonde white family members that have a different set of outfit on that's quite unique that I'll get to describing eventually. But more importantly, heading towards you from them, see, like just talking to them, is Bellamy, who you very much recognize and who is in a very simple, like silk blue dress that drapes down to the knees or to the floor, but otherwise is quite underwhelming compared to the other outfits you are seeing at this event, as well as your own, because you all have wonderful outfits because you hit a crit and you're so prepared. And the main thing is that people are looking at you. People know, like, you have people's attention. Your goal was to get people to know who you are. That is the first hurdle you've overcome. People are curious. People are interested to know who you are. And that is when Bellamy is walking towards you and says, now that's how you make an entrance. And that's where we cut in back to what is it that you all do as you've entered into this space. Right now, it's just mingling. You can find seats. You can do whatever. People are still arriving.
Can we see either of the Vs?
Not currently. You would know that they're here somewhere, but they're not currently in the room that you're in.
Argus will keep an eye out for them. Tiffany, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would like to speak with Bellamy, but when I do, it might lead into a bit of a scene. So if other people want to do little introductory things, feel free to get that done before I hog the spotlight for a little bit.
Well, Argus, do you want to go look for the Vs?
Yeah, I think. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if he would leave Anya and Tiffany immediately. So I think he'll keep an eye out for them, at least. But
that's fair.
Yeah.
So do any of you do anything before Bellamy is approaching you all?
Anya dets Bellamy. No, I'm joking.
That would be an escalation and would make my life a lot harder. That's not to say you shouldn't do it.
It definitely would be an interesting outcome. So that each of you do have control over your own tokens in Roll 20. There's a visual thing that you're seeing. There are, you know, there's an entire second floor to this building. There's different areas. You don't know what's in there, and I will reveal them if you find out.
How do I unlock my movement from the grid?
Hold Alt. Hold Alt before you start dragging.
There we go. That's the one button I didn't press.
Super intuitive, right?
I did Shift. I hit Alt after I clicked. That is the one,
you would
the
think
one thing I didn't do.
Uh-huh. Nope. Maybe Roll 20 will eventually turn that off by default. They did turn it off for shapes. When you were building maps and whatnot, it used to be that every single fucking shape that you made was also snapping to the grid. Thankfully, that's not true anymore.
Wow,
improvements.
Feel like it kind of almost makes more sense to have both or neither.
Yeah, I agree. Anyways, what are we doing?
Well, I will speak with Bellamy, and I also would like to lightly abuse a mechanic in this game as we do.
Go! Okay. Do it!
Lightly abuse. So who is there with Tiffany talking to Bellamy? So I'm going to move Bellamy over to near y'all. I'm assuming Ida is with you. I will let you move yourself. Where is Anya at the moment?
Anya is staying close by because Anya wants to beat the shit out of Bellamy.
Okay, well, Mads is going to stay near you. Argus, are you
Where
joining?
Am I? I found me.
Yeah, so Argus, what's your plan? Are you sticking with the group? I think the other four, so Reinhold is going to stay nearby, but isn't going to follow you. I think, like, probably finds, like, a corner. In fact, I think is going to go and try and find a seat over in the top, in like the far corner over to like the very far right of the stage. As in, like, you would be looking at the stage from the right. It is so far off. Just again, back to the corner, making sure that he has a view of the room. And I think the other three are sort of, and by other three, I mean Gish, Lloyd and Frin are kind of clustered up, looking a little awkward, just off to where y'all came in. So you're the four of you Tiffany, Anya, Ida, and Mads have gone up to Bellamy. Argus, you're looking around, question mark.
He'll start to wander as this conversation starts, but I'll let the conversation kind of go for a bit, and then he'll probably wander off.
I guess, Anya, how much have you told Mads about Bellamy? And Tiffany, how much have you told Ida about Bellamy? I guess Ida actually knows about Bellamy, so...
Yeah, I probably haven't kept anything from Ida in this regard.
Okay, great. And Anya, have you... I know you and Mads have kind of not been talking, so there could be a lack of information, as in Mads does... Maybe Mads knows you enough to read your body language that, like... Are you pissed? Are you upset? Are you mad?
I do not trust this bitch. She is trying to manipulate my friends into potentially becoming a target of assassination. I think probably Anya told Mads, hey, keep an eye out for this one person. They might be dangerous. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much beyond that. I know what it said.
The extent. Okay, yeah. So then I guess as you're walking up, Mads would discreetly touch your arm or like the minimal amount of contact because they know that things are still a little tense. And gesture at Bellamy as you're approaching, before you're in earshot, and be like, is that them?
Don't worry about it, but yeah.
All right, so the four of you are up to Bellamy.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, go for it.
Well, I'll let the conversation play out for a little bit. We'll see. I'll find my opportunity. It's okay.
Okay, still, first of all, do you say hello. Anything to... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll greet them with a smile and say hello. I've almost certainly linked arms with Ida.
Mm-hmm. Bellamy, seeing the two of you approach, is just like, good, you're here.
Of course, I wouldn't miss it. Not after the generous invitation.
Well, that's appreciated. It seems like people are still arriving. You're still a bit early, so you can get situated. I need to meet up with them, and gestures at the Aphonians, and let them know what the plan is.
Okay, before that, do you think I could maybe just grab 30 seconds of your time?
I'm here. What would you need?
And Tiffany's going to gesture about getting just a little bit away from everyone else to see if the others present would permit that.
Including away from Ida? Ida will obviously let you, just like...
Yeah.
It's just you and Bellamy?
Just me and Bellamy.
All right. Mads looks to you, Anya.
Anya just waits for Tiffany to do whatever Tiffany's gonna do.
All right. So I'll take Bellamy just, far enough away that it's very hard to hear over the ambient noise. Just make sure no one's listening in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just put you over near the stage, maybe.
Yeah. And I will ask, how'd everything go? And I would like to flashback.
Okay. So what is this flashback?
It says, we have it, even though it's one of the mechanics that is kind of just emphasizes a thing we can do on missions, I don't think we've done it once. So
you've done it. Maybe once. Be the amount of times you've done it.
So just to refresh everyone's memory of what flashbacks officially are, it is when something comes up that you feel your character would have prepared for, you can call for a flashback, which is a brief scene or interlude describing what it was your character did in the past that is suddenly dramatically relevant to the mission. I am wanting to make it a little bit... more of a pacing thing and less of a I'm taking stress to have a thing be done, and more in the interest of pacing, I think it would be more fun to cut away to it. So this is a thing that I wanted to have happen before we showed up, but doing it now seemed fun for pacing reasons. So I am So I want to have found Bellamy about 2 days before the party and had a conversation with them.
Okay.
And I want to play out the conversation and see where that leaves us. And then we'll cut back and see the resolution of it, because I'm about to ask something of Bellamy in the past.
So are you trying to hunt Bellamy down? Like, are you trying to find them in the city?
Yes, definitely.
Thankfully,
we do have mutual friends and acquaintances, and presumably if I ask enough questions about where Bellamy is, Bellamy will catch wind and show up.
That's true. You could ask, it seems like, any of the Aphonians to either pass a message or whatnot, to set a meeting place. Do you try and get Bellamy to meet you rather than try and find
ideally.
Bellamy on your own? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I would do it would be ask the Aphonians how I could get in contact with Bellamy.
I think the one who's closest you would discover is actually Frin. Frin has been talking to Bellamy on and off. Bellamy has been coming around. And Frin would let you know that, like, oh yeah, he'll pass on a message the next time that Bellamy is around, and then, like, does that, like, you know, this is leading up to it, and so, like, then at one point tells you, hey, you know, Bellamy said to meet, and I think where's a good meeting place? You know what? How about over near the edge of the city, near the cliffs? So as a reminder, the city is overlooking a waterfall in, like, a sort of a desert prairie. And so there's, like, muddy water flowing over this cliff. But the city extends almost right to the cliff. And so you can go over to it. It's quite loud, right? There's noise cancellation devices set up. Some of those were destroyed in the storm. Most of them were destroyed in the storm. So it's a bit louder than usual. But you can still talk close to each other and hear each other. And I think it is Bellamy standing, maybe I'm imagining on some sort of overlook, like some long walkway that's on the edge of the city overlooking, you know, it's a nice view. I imagine they would probably have something that lets them look out into the view. It'd be a very nice date spot, for example. It'd be very popular. So I think it's almost like a long walkway that's elevated and looks over. It's near the waterfall. So you have this crashing noise, and Bellamy is waiting there as you approach.
All right. Thank you for meeting with me.
What is it that you wanted?
I've been thinking a lot about what you suggested, and I'm going to go for it, I think. But I was hoping I could ask you for a little bit of help with some stuff.
Raises an eyebrow at you.
You know a lot more about the city and the people in it and the state of things than I do. And I was hoping you might be able to either tell me or tell me who I could talk to or where I could look to figure out what the kind of resources and food situation is like behind the scenes here.
You want me to get you logs of resources?
Logs would be huge, but just a general sense of how we're doing for food supplies here in particular, but also other resources.
I don't know if you know what you're asking.
Or
rather, if you do know what you're asking, why are you asking that of me?
Because I only know so many people here who have any sort of in to that information.
What makes you think I have an in?
Because you're connected to people that are connected here?
What people are you talking about?
I mean,
like, there's this, like, unspoken, like, they are trying to get you to say it.
So, first of all, I, the player, have forgotten the name of the faction that Bellamy is associated with.
Oh, so the faction is the Greys. This is the rebel group. Yeah. However, you put to words to Bellamy last time you talked that Bellamy's last name is Lestrand, much like Aaron Lestrand, who is head of the Lestrand House of the Fur Elite.
Yes, but when I mentioned that Bellamy pushed me against a wall, so I'm not going to bring that up again.
Bellamy thinks you are trying.
Yes, so I'm going to say, it seems like the kind of information that would be very important for the Greys to have.
I think Bellamy turns away from you and like hands on whatever overlook, just like on the wall overlooking, and like, you're not wrong, but I don't have that.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I don't know how to get it.
Okay. Okay. It would be very helpful if I could have that information before the party. Or during the party, I suppose.
I'm going to need a couple days, so I'll get it to you at the party.
Sure. Okay. Also,
what do you need this for? If I'm going to do something like this, I need to know what it's for.
Well, if I'm going to suggest, if I'm going to do anything in accordance with what you asked of me, I need to know what the angles are, what sort of leverage there is.
You're taking this seriously. All right, well.
Very. On that note, I have very good evidence to suggest that the storm that stranded my people here and lasted for 2 weeks and destroyed a lot of the surrounding infrastructure was actually partially or even completely caused by irresponsible use of technology by Archibald.
Oh, they perk up at that. There's this, like, look at you, like, surprise, and then, like, looking down away from you, and then a, like, almost like a light bulb, like, goes off, and then they look back at you, and they go, you were the right one to ask for this. All right. I'll get it to you at the party.
Great. Also, if you could start spreading that around, that other bit.
Spreading it around?
Yeah.
Oh, you want... Sure.
Because if I do it, then I'm some outsider that shows up and starts throwing blame at the person who was in charge until very recently. Whereas if it comes from people that are natives... Here, it means more, and it doesn't alienate me from you.
You see something flash across Bellamy's face that's almost like, I think they bite their lip for a moment as they're about to say something, and they look a little taken aback, and then they say, I'll do that.
Okay. It is true, by the way. I just in case you're worried that's something I've fabricated to try and help my position. It's not.
You seem different than when I met you before.
How so?
I think you'll fit into the party more than you think.
Ooh, I hope not. It's stifling.
Me too.
Just trying to be practical, you know?
I think they are going to, like, you know, walk towards and past you, hand on your shoulder, and just say, like, not at a whisper, not looking at you, just looking past you, hand on your shoulder. Me too. But these are people's lives.
Of course.
We need more than practical.
Every life matters.
And they're going to leave. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a 3 stress feels very small.
So the reason that I wanted to bring this up as a, like, I'm flashing back. Well, I mean, 3 stress is for pretty big stuff.
This is big. You are going to be getting a large amount of information here.
Yes. Yeah. The main reason that I wanted to single it beforehand, although I suppose I didn't have to make any rules, so I am just getting what I'm going for. So I guess the stress cost makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll just eat 3 stress, I guess.
Yeah.
Because that puts me up at 6 of 8.
Oof. Unfortunately, yeah, you're up to 6 out of 8 then. And we can flash back to the party. And I think Bellamy is going to like take something. I think they're going to like move you towards the stage and then like drop. I think they're just holding like a bag and they're gonna like bend to pick their bag up, but when they do, they reach under the stage, like under the curtains, and like they pull this like envelope out that's like, it's quite thick, it's got a decent amount of paper in it, maybe about 40 pages of information that, you know, I will distill down to you what that means. Mm-hmm. Though I might actually need you to make a roll to discern 40 pages of information point, but they stand back up and they hand it to you in a way that's like your bodies are both facing the stage, and so they slip it to you. Mm. Now you're both wearing small dresses, mm-hmm. So I don't know if you have a place to hide this.
Not really.
There is a way to go to the backstage. So you're near the stage. There's a set of stairs that goes up to the backstage. You don't know what is backstage, but you could slip that way instead of trying to walk past everyone with a manila envelope.
I mean, I probably have a bag that's large enough to hold an envelope, actually, thinking about what I'm here to do. I probably do have a bag that's big enough to hold an envelope. So just slide it into that.
You just slide it in there. Bellamy certainly does not. Bellamy has a little bag, which, you know, you probably couldn't fit a whole envelope into, hence why this is under the stage. You assume that they got here even earlier, maybe even before the event was starting, and put this there. And you have this information. I think they say, don't make me regret this.
How could I?
You could botch it.
Well, if I do, it'll be despite you, not because of it. Sorry. I'll do my best.
Well, I'm going to go do my part now, so if you'll excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I'll do mine later. Oh, when am I going up?
Oh, you're going to have to figure that out.
What?
They start walking away. As helpful as ever.
Well, they did say they'd never help another person, didn't they?
Even though they did get you I think the first thing you notice is that, like, there is a there's like a seal on this thing that you clearly recognize once you, like, if you open the first page, and you know, you can do this later, I'll just tell you this now, though, is like this, the sigil that is enclosing it is also on each page, and it's like the office of Lestrand. And so this is clearly from, I mean, I don't think it's too hard to put 2 and 2 together. Bellamy has stolen these from Aaron.
Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah. So, you know, they knew where things were, but Bellamy is a wanted criminal, which, you know, you might ask yourself, how are they just here in the open with someone who is related to them. There's a lot of questions that could mm-hmm. be swirling in your head, but Bellamy's not here to answer them. Bellamy is going to go over and talk to the Aphodians while you do your thing.
I will make my way back over to my friends.
All right. Well, your friends are not together anymore. Where is Argus?
Hmm. So as this conversation is going on, I think Argus, like, puts a hand on Tiffany's shoulder and, or Tiffany, puts a hand on Anya's shoulder and says, I'm gonna go find, the hosts, but you just shout and I'll be back if you need anything.
Okay. Argie, just remember, these aren't our people, and just, okay, be careful.
He looks, like, looks right at Anya and says, it's something I never forget. Don't worry. I'd like for Argus to kind of...
Where are you? I don't even see your token.
So here's the thing. I accidentally deleted my token.
Oh, no!
If you could bring it back, but maybe I'm just being really sneaky,
yes,
so you can't
I can
see
do
me
that.
Anyways. I'm just really...
I was like, were you like slowly moving your token the whole time? Which would be very funny.
Very, very funny.
I would say you couldn't do it. I was just like, wow, you've really hidden it. You've really...
Yeah. My conceal of three is really coming in right now.
Let me give this to token.
Because I tried to put a photo on it, and then it didn't work, and so that was.
Oh, I see.
And then
let me give you control of this. Okay, you should have control again. So go ahead and do whatever.
Okay. So I'm not seeing either V on the first floor. Don't worry about it. We're just gonna keep moving. I don't see either V.
You go out
stage
into
or by
lobby?
The tables. Yeah. Well, if I'm not seeing,
they're
them,
not. They're not on the stage. They're not at any of the tables.
Yeah. Then I'll try to go to the balcony / second floor where I can get a better vantage point, I guess, and see if they're up there.
Yeah. Which door? So there are two doors. At you can see to describe mm-hmm. for the people who cannot see what is in front of them. There's the door that you entered from, which is on the far right side, and then there's the one on the left side, which is closer to, I guess, the more lobby. There are other rooms around the corner. I mean, really, they both go out in the lobby. One's just near two exits and one is near one.
So to get to the second
floor, you just
floor,
go out
I have
the way
exit.
You came. Tell me where you go.
Just to clarify, the stairs to the second floor are outside the building. Is
are
that correct?
Outside, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have to go past the people who let you in. They're not going to say you can't. And
just,
there's
no
reason you
moving.
Couldn't come back
I'll
in.
Take
it's
the
not
left
like a no
exit.
Ins and outs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll take
the
left
exit.
Into the lobby. Over to the stairs
into the lobby.
On the left side. I guess outside.
So
completely.
To get to the stairs, do you go out the left side or the front, which is where you came in? So there's two X. So to describe this, the lobby is in an L shape, and that L shape sort of swings around the, not stadium. What is the word I'm looking for that I've said 10 times already?
Ballroom.
Thank you. Yes. And then as it swings around, there are another set of doors that continue on that wrap around the ballroom that are other rooms that you don't know. There are a second set of doors into this lower area from the left-hand side versus the bottom.
I would like to go to the end of the L, so to speak, and see.
Gonna take that L?
I'm gonna take the L, please. To take an L for 400.
Well, that's great, because I think what you see is you see Vianne, who is the tall pastel one, sort of peek out from one of the sets of doors and sees you. And as you're about to like leave the lobby, I think waves you over.
Okay, he heads on over.
Argus, you made it.
Vianne, what a When you said you hosted parties, I had no idea they were this extravagant.
There's a lot of money in this one.
Well, my compliments to the host. And if there's anything I can do...
My compliments to you. You seem to have taken my words to heart.
I remembered your words.
Do you, the player, want me to remind you, or does Argus not remember?
No, I read the recap.
So this wasn't you being like, I totally remember your words. It was you being like, oh, I remember your words.
He is like, I remember what you said. I remember that. Listen, he's trying to be suave. He's trying to be James Bond
right now.
He's really like...
trying to be James Bond.
He was caught off guard earlier. Now he's trying to be smooth.
You're prepared. You're ready.
More so, he's trying to win over both of the V's because he doesn't know a lot about them and what quote-unquote side they're on. Not that there's sides, like just two sides, but, you know.
Well, I think Vian actually looks around and, you know, the lobby isn't empty. There are hundreds of guests arriving, and so like they are trickling in as this is going on. And so the lobby is busy, but busy in the way where, like you can kind of move around and no one's going to notice you, you know, like, when something is, to a degree, like, no one's going to give a shit if you walk somewhere. And so I think Vian is going to wave you into the room that they are, or that she is, standing in the doors of, and I can remove this block. And so you go into this backstage room, essentially. It wraps around to the left-hand side of the ballroom. It is, again, in Roll20, it's very angular, very, like, hard edges. This is a very, like, plush... backstage, you see there are mirrors. This is like where people get ready when they're going on stage. There's couches, there's like all sorts of like wonderful drapings on the wall. There's art. Just imagine like the loudest maximalist room of like theater prep with like wonderful lighting for like makeup and everything. And Vian is going to go over and sit on one of the couches. Take a seat with me, dear.
He'll take a seat?
How close do you sit?
Oh, okay. So there's one couch? Is it one couch? How many couches do we have?
It's, there's like, you know, you could sit on the other end of the couch and there's like a person or two's space between you.
Yeah.
Or you could sit right beside her.
Hmm. Can he do half a person length away? Can I split the difference?
Choice. Oh my god. Oh, this is truly the gay panic. Anyways, you do. All right. Yeah, she laughs a little to herself at that choice.
she's like sitting on the line of the cushion, you know, like the wrong place to sit on a couch. Yeah.
Oh.
Just like not in a great spot.
Yeah, she
but
says,
anyways.
You look tense. What's gotten you so worked up?
You've led me to believe that you wanted us here just for some popularity reason, some visibility, but...
Oh, yes. You are quite the name and quite the good-looking one, if I may add. Having you here is not only good for getting us noticed with the rest of the city, but... I know what you did in the square. As do most people.
Yes.
You saved a lot of people, Argus. You're a hero. People like heroes.
People must like heroes, but why do you specifically like heroes?
What do you mean? And I think she's going to actually, like, move a little closer. And she's going to, like, use the back of her hand to, like, move it down one of your arms and says, what isn't there to like?
He does, like, the most subtle flex of his bicep at that, you know?
Sorry, can you just roll for me? Can you just... Sorry, this is insane, but I want... I want you to roll. I don't know. It's just like roll me 2d6. I truly just want to see. This isn't anything. Just do like whatever you want. Like I'm not going to punish you for this. I just fully this is for my own enjoyment.
Risky? It's just risky.
It's desperate. No. It's truly like there's no position, no effect. Yeah. I'm being silly about this. Yeah, please roll though. I deeply want to know.
Oh, outstanding.
No! Stop it. No.
A pair of ones.
Why is this happening to me?
That's impressive.
What did I do?
Oh, no. Oh, well, I'm so glad that I made this not have a bad effect for you in the mission.
Nothing happens. That's all.
I mean, I think the thing that happens is, like, you have muscles. It's not like I'm like, you have no muscles now. I think she just notices what you're doing.
Yeah, no, that's a better way of doing it. Yeah.
I think she's just, like, snickering. And I think because you flex, I think she just puts her whole hand on your arm. Just, like, fully, just, like...
That's so funny. Great. Okay,
So happy I made you roll for this. This is actual play.
That was cruel. What was it? We were talking about heroes.
Yes.
Why do you think I'm interested or something? Was that?
She said, what isn't there to like?
Oh, what isn't there to like? God damn it. Tiffany rolled 2 sixes and then I rolled 2 ones.
We're extremely average together.
What's there not to like? The only difference between a hero and some other person is the amount of attention they're getting.
Oh. So, what was that thing you did that made an entire building disappear? Because I certainly can't do that. Though... I do get a decent amount of attention.
Yeah. I think you have your own special abilities.
Have I won you over that easily? She's smirking. Uh-huh. She's like leaning, like body is leaning towards you.
I am really trying to...
Are you trying to do... Like, are you trying to gather... some information? Are
yes.
you trying to like
I am trying
empathize
to...
Do you want this to be a role?
Sure, that would be great. I think, but yeah, I really am just trying to butter her up, so to speak. Like I'm trying to be as complimentary as possible while also deflecting questions about my transcendent abilities. So
this might be express.
You know, I'm a fan
of
Conceal.
I'm
trying to pretend to be...
I guess it depends. I see.
Trying to covertly figure out something. But at the same time, you're right. I am... it might be an... Is Express the... use your
you
words
are
an agenda.
You are hiding your true intentions and feelings? Is that you're trying not
yes.
to show how you feel?
Yes.
So
and trying to hide
that would
my...
mean...
Yeah.
Like, a success of this would be, like, she doesn't... know how you're feeling.
Then express, because I want to... Well, I want to gather info from her. I want to gather...
Yeah,
what...
and that would be gather information with an express,
I understand.
Like.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
So this is a controlled standard express gather information role.
Okay.
Now you can push yourself. There's all sorts of things you can do. I believe you have links that you can spend. Don't forget about the mechanics. There's a poisoned promise.
Man, I really took that L earlier.
I didn't even give you a downside. Come on.
I know. No, it hurts my pride. It really does.
I see. I see.
I have a bunch of
That's
links
fair.
With Tiffany.
So it would be someone else spending. Well, that's actually not true. Sorry. You could, because you can do the thing where you spend a link to remove stress.
We should have no stress, right? Or, oh no, we get stress earlier. Never mind.
You get stress during
Scratch
the
that.
Obligation.
I'm a little stressed. I'll use one stress to, which then means
to do what?
To increase my effect.
So when you push yourself, that's 2 stress.
Okay. But then I will clear this dress from a link.
Spending a link. And so...
But that can change effect size, or does it have to just be the other thing? The bonus die.
Also, when one person clears stress as a result of spending a link, choose one person to also clear equal stress.
Oh, yes.
Who's stressed?
Me. Hello, I'm extremely stressed.
Take that relief of stress.
Thank you. Now I have 4 instead of 2 left.
Perfect. I'll just take the bonus die then, rather than changing the effect.
I keep getting mixed up because you have 2 clear stress moves that I keep being like, it's the other one. Thank you for catching that, because I was reading the other one.
This is kind of a side point, but when you're asking about clearing stress for flashbacks, that's one of my powers, features, whatever. I can flashbacks cost less stress for me. Anyways, I'll take 1 bonus die for that and roll to 5.
All right. You rolled a 5 and a 1. You take the 5, thankfully.
So
you can ask one of your questions and a follow-up questions.
Okay. What might happen if I disclose my abilities to the Vs, or the specific V?
Ooh, if you disclose your abilities to Vian. Mm-hmm. Good question. I think you would clear some things up for her. Obviously, like, you've demonstrated the powers. So she's, been honest that she knows you can do whatever it was. She doesn't know what it is, but you get a sense that she is curious. You get a sense that she doesn't fully understand what is happening, but she wants to know. And I'll give you this. You get the sense that she is it. I mean, there's, she's not hiding that she's interested in you. I think you get the sense that it would be impressive. And you can ask a follow-up question, and it can be anything.
Oh, it can be anything. Okay, because with this knowledge, would she likely disseminate it either to the Greys or the Furleet? Or maybe I should say, like, would she keep it a secret, or does she plan to use that knowledge for leverage?
Nefarious means?
Leverage.
Is that
or something?
What you're trying to ask?
Yeah.
Right. Would she use this piece of information against you? You get the sense, no. And if you asked her not to, like, she's not going to go out of her way to try and use this against you. You also know that you did use your powers in front of the entire city. I mean, not the entire city, but, like, word spreads, which is partially, at least you assume, how she knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just confirming... Lastly, because it's also been a little while, Archibald was part of the Archide, which is different from the Fur Elite, right?
Yes. So that was a different faction. It was called the Synergic Defense, which was a tribute to the Synergic Precincts. They believed that the problem with the precincts was that it needed reform. And that it wasn't the system that was bad, it was the people in charge. They're gone. Like, Archibald was kind of the person who was in charge of that and was, like, pretty single-handedly using whatever these time powers that you now have. I don't remember who's holding on to that.
Anya has it.
Anya has it.
Great. That you don't have, but was using those powers in a way that benefited him, that he saw as, like, restoring peace. He's dead. There are people who were loyal to him that, as far as you understand, have been turning their head to the Fur Elite as the only other authority in town that isn't branded as a terrorist group.
Yeah. Okay.
Ain't that just the way?
Ain't that just the way?
There is a power vacuum, and this is why the Fur Elite feel very confident that they can just hold a private thing and be like, this is who's in charge.
And when you say private thing, you mean this event. Like, this
event.
Was...
It's like, since we were in terms of real world politics, it's like, what if the Liberal Party held like an election of who's in charge of the party, but that was the whole election because the other parties got killed. And that's just how it worked. Yeah.
Okay.
Note, they're referring to Canada.
Yeah.
A place where there really is multiple parties.
Most places have liberal parties.
Oh, no, I know. It's just here in the States, it's not significantly different.
Great. So that kind of means then the V's are kind of aligned with the Fur Elite, or at least are being commissioned by the Fur Elite to organize this event?
As far as you understand, they are venue owners that were given money to host an event.
Mm-hmm.
And that event is run by the Fur Elite.
Yeah. Okay. That clears it up for me then. It's a feat in and of itself to bring so many people to one place. There's power in having a gathering of people who will listen. Something big is going to happen tonight, and I don't need powers to know that.
She smiles. I think she is sizing you up when she says this. Are you against what's going to happen tonight?
I just want there to be room for many people to speak. I think there's value in attention to more than one organization, let's say. And I feel strongly about advocating for my community and my family.
You see, she smiles and she's gonna like put a hand, like a couple fingers under your chin and turn your face towards her. Not like pulling or anything, just like turning your head. And she says, I knew there was a reason I liked you, Argus. And then she's going to stand up and put her hand out to you to signal for you to grab and stand up with her.
Yep. Okay.
She is going to lead you into the back room. So from here, there is another doorway across from, kind of across. It's like the other side, but there it's round. The other side of the room that you can go to, and we can resolve this once we jump back to the others for a little bit. How's it going, Anya?
Wow, am I uncomfortable. I don't like it here. I don't like the people that are here. I don't like the vibe of everything going on. I don't like that my friends disappeared. That Bellamy is talking to Frin et al. Anya is lost, is just confused and incredibly uncomfortable.
I think Ida... since Ida, you know, there's still time, Bellamy and Tiffany are still talking at this point. So I think before Tiffany returns, I think Mads and Ida are still there with you. And I think Mads is the one that, you know, knows you more and probably checks in a bit more. It's like, what's got you so wound up?
I don't understand this place.
It's weird. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean...
Ida says, what's weird about it?
These people, this whole performance, it's so artificial, so fake.
So orchestrated? And Ida says, yeah, have you never been to an event like this?
No. Why?
No.
Why would I? Why would I ever come here if this was something I knew to expect?
I don't really understand. Sorry, Anya. Mad says, yeah, well, maybe you can go be happy about this somewhere else.
What?
Ida also looks a little hurt. Mads, hearing your confusion also is like, I just mean, maybe I could talk to Anya. Please. Ida says, okay, it looks like Tiffany's just about to finish up anyways.
Hey, listen, I know you came by recently, but you're one of us now, so please be careful. I know you understand these places, but something's very...
We came here for a reason, yeah.
Okay. I guess you know what you're doing.
I'm just here to support Tiffany. I think she knows what she's doing, even if she doesn't know it yet. Wow, you've really fallen for her, huh? Ida blushes and goes, I'm gonna go check on her. And is going to, I guess, meet Tiffany, you know, as Tiffany, as you're walking back. And I want to stick with Anya for a second. Just you and Mads. Mads comes up to you and is like, what can I do to help? Do you want to leave?
I can't. I mean, they're both.
Why not?
They both came into the space, and it's like they... I don't know how they're doing it. They're just swimming, and it's so loud in here. It's like 1,000 screaming, discordant chords all vying to lead the melody, but it's awful.
So why did we come here? What was it for?
I think Anya doesn't know the details, and it's just like, I came because my friends needed me. And...
Well, it seems right now you need your friends.
Please, Mads, can we just...
What? Are you above having needs?
Anya puts both hands on Mad's shoulders and...
Deeply blushing. Turning away. What are you doing?
Rests their foreheads on Mad's shoulder and neck. And can we please just have a second without all this?
They are like rigid, and I think they relax a little bit when you say that. They're still very stiff, and I think they like raise their hands behind you and like pat you on the back, like there, like very awkward, very very mechanically, very stiffly, still not looking, like looking away from you as you have your head into their shoulder.
Just let me listen to it for a second, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's always so fast.
The music? I haven't heard anything like this before.
No. Silly. Your heart.
They, like, not push you away, but, like, hold you at arm's length, like, still holding you, like, not like letting go of you, just like holding you away and like looking away. And yeah, it's a new space and I don't know what's gonna happen, and it's weird here, and
why
do you have to make it awkward?
Sorry, I just, it was familiar, it was grounding.
Oh. Mads is gonna hug you. Still a little stiffly, you know, but is gonna like return to where you were, and it's just gonna let you be there. I think their heart starts to, like, it depends how long you're there, but, you know, after a minute 30 seconds, their heartbeat begins to slow down.
I think Anya's going to stay there until other folks show up again. It's just a bit overwhelming, and they're listening to the familiar sound in the cacophony of discordant noise.
After a little bit, Tiffany, would you have returned at this point, or would you have gone over somewhere else just to, like, know whether they still have some time alone? They do look like they're having a moment, so, you know.
I think even Tiffany can notice that there is a bit of a moment happening, and so she will contentedly be talking with Ida, which we can Great. Play it once this is done, until there's a good yeah. chance to head back over.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Anya for a little bit then, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. I think Mads says, I didn't mean to push you away. I'm sorry.
I know.
Do you know what happened in that forest? I still don't understand.
Yuvi, there's these... I think we just... Mads, there's so much that I don't even understand, but I think what happened was fear and anger and resentment and projections, and I think our fears got away from us and took over, and I'm sorry that I was yours, but I'm here now. You're safe, and I'll keep you safe. And I know that's not what you think of me. I know that's not a choice you made. I know it was whatever happened to you, Yuvi, too. What's happened to each of us. It's okay.
You can feel that they're, like, shaking, and, like, they're trying to be quiet, but, like, they have, like, shoved their face into your shoulder, and, like, you can feel that your shoulder's a little wet at this point.
Are you drooling on me? Really?
I think that makes they're like, you idiot.
Listen, I was the one who was pulling the shoulder move first, okay? Now you're flipping it on me? That's so unlike you, Mads, but
I'm scared.
You're always copying me.
I'm just scared.
I know. Me too, but you've grounded me when I needed you. I'm here to do the same, okay?
Okay. I think they pull their face away. It's a wreck. They're like, any makeup they were wearing, it's a disaster. And they are looking at you. I don't know if you're, like, still in their shoulder or whatever. But I think they're gonna, like, you know, push you away a little bit to try and look at your face again, and you see that there's this almost like this steeliness that they've set into themselves, and they're like, all right, let's go show them what we're made of then.
Listen, I want to kick Bellamy's ass as much as anyone, but
You want to kick Bellamy's ass?
Oh, was that not? Yeah, yeah. Look well, at I just them. Thought smarmy fucking. I don't. Yeah, sorry. Don't do worry about it. No,
I can go. I can help you.
I know.
They don't look that tough.
No, I'm not worried about it. It's just they're. I think they're manipulating Tiffany, and we're gonna follow their lead for now. But yeah.
Why?
Just
shouldn't we tell Tiffany?
Tiffany knows. I've.
Tiffany knows.
Yeah. Tiffany, the one that told me about it.
Mads is not being quiet about this.
Yeah, I mean, this would probably be when we'd head back over, honestly. Huh? What do I know?
Just that Bellamy's a no-good, scheming, conniving prick.
Trying to manipulate you? Why are you letting this happen? Are you an idiot?
Bellamy has their objectives, and we have ours?
Listen, yeah, and we're one gonna... of our objectives is kick Bellamy's ass.
Oh, that would be very inconvenient.
Mads, just... We're going to follow Tiffany's lead for now. And, Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
I'm trusting you. Don't...
Yeah, I've definitely got this. Yeah.
You've got this.
I think Anya smacks Tiffany on the forehead. Firmly, ow. Not too hard, but...
What was that for?
We've got this, dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently I need to figure out when I'm giving my speech.
What does that mean? Uh-huh.
Well, I thought I was being invited here to give a speech as part of there's going to be a bunch later. That's the stage, and I thought that my name was on the list for that purpose, and apparently it isn't.
I knew it.
But I have the speech.
Tiffy,
so you're ready.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get a slot, and I would be ready, and I would go, and apparently I am just going to have to interrupt everything when the entire room is paying attention to the stage.
Tiffy, uh-huh. It sounds like Bellamy invited you to crash this thing.
Yeah, it does. A little bit.
I don't... God damn it.
So that's fun.
Be careful, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're jumping into a room full of sharks, and the invitation you were giving is... A necklace of chum.
Tiffany looks like she is running on pure adrenaline right now. Oh, this is, well, sink or swim, right? I guess, if I'm going to be doing anything that I'm going to supposed to be doing, I will need to get used to this. So I'm going to get used to it.
Okay, we're here if you need anything, you know that, right?
Yep. I think I'll find the opportunity. I think I'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good speech. I think it'll go over well.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, you know, lots of we need to care about each other and unity and good stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the right atmosphere for that. It's what people need to hear right now, and it's true. It's always true.
Sounds kind of corny.
Hopefully it isn't. I'm distilling it down. Anytime you distill sincere emotions down into 3 seconds, it's going to come across as a bit trite.
Like, so then don't?
Well, I'm going to be spending a lot more than 3 seconds in the speech. I was just summing it up for our benefit, because you don't want to hear me give the speech right now before I'm going to go up. It's like, if someone were to say...
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Mads, yeah. Baby.
Hey,
listen,
where'd Bellamy go?
Oh, God damn it.
Wherever they want, I'm sure. I really, really hope there isn't another bomb here.
You see friends start to walk over. The other Aphonians are off in the corner. I don't know if you like stop to.
Oh, hi, friend.
Listen to what. Oh, hey. How's it going?
Great. So good.
Great.
How are you?
That's great. Good. Great. This is interesting. I understand what's going on. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing better, but everything here feels it sounds wrong.
Oh, I remember my first time at one of these things. I mean, this is fancier even than anything I went through, but oh, it's
no, Tiff, this the tempo, the notes, the rhythm, it's something is very wrong here.
It's not only the tempo or the rhythm. At this point, like at this stage, there have been a lot of arrivals. We're talking, there's probably 300 to 400 people in this room now. It's loud. It's like people are sitting at seats. People have like grabbed drinks. There's food. People are eating food. There's even some people on the floor dancing. The music has picked up a little bit. And like it has gone from like you arrived early to a party to it is now a party. Maybe 20, 25 minutes have passed. Just like, you know, abstract a little bit. I know like game time is weird, but friend interjects and is like, we need to do the thing that we came for.
Does Tiffany know what that is at all, or no?
I don't know if anyone explained it to Tiffany. Actually, weren't you there when, that was kind of explained to you that, like, they need, as far as Frin explained it, a device that is, they, yay big, and they held their hands in a little box.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any leads on that?
Bellamy seems to know where it is, and Gish is gonna go with them in a sec. Just not leaving together, because apparently it's suspicious, and I shouldn't be saying that. That's a word that people are gonna hear. I just thought that you would wanna know that apparently it's gonna get potentially there's gonna be more things going on.
More things going on. More than just people trying to decide the future of the city.
Yes. Hey, where's Argus?
Great question. Where's Argus?
Argus, I think we flash over to you. So you are led to the actual backstage by Vianne all the way to the... I'm going to put Beatrice as well to... sorry, I've mixed up their names fully. You've been talking to Beatrice. It's
Vianne.
Oh
my God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I'm joking. It's not
anyways,
that big a deal.
We know who I said who you were talking to. You were talking to the tall pastel one, and that is Beatrice. Anyways, you see Vianne now. Beatrice has led you to Vianne in the backstage. And they are talking a little bit, and Vianne is like waving you over. It is actually Vianne waving you over. And they're whispering a little bit. Once you come up, Vianne says, "Oh, good, you're here."
Vianne, what a lovely party you've put on for us.
Thanks. She means that.
Yeah. Oh, can I do... this will be really quick, but can I do a flashback in which I've got them a gift of some kind?
Ooh,
like a thank you to the host.
You have a thing that flashbacks cost one less, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, even if it was a one stress flashback, which would be, you know, the maximum this was, it's zero. So
perfect.
Yeah, what did you get?
Ooh.
And you've just been holding this the whole time?
It would have been something
while
small,
Beatrice
right?
While Beatrice has been flirting with you?
Yes, I wanted to have them both together. I'm sure they're both going to get the same thing or something similar, something complimentary.
Sure.
Gosh, I wanted to be something that like represents or that might be more unique to our community. Maybe something we've collected that, you know, that we are able to collect. That is not often seen in this city. Let's say it's
like a small pouch of herbs that you like have collected from another part of the continent.
Yes, like very like a that have a very unique smell. You know, maybe something that
you would normally have to import, but just because you're traveling around, like, you know, you take a little bit of what you can. And I think we were talking about before things got destroyed, I imagine there was probably like mobile agriculture also in order to like facilitate the feeding of so many people while not destroying ecosystems. And at the same time, there's this idea of like you're both tending to where you are as well as, you know, but making sure to make the balance correct. But that just means like there is still a little bit of supplies that you would have had and like not a lot, but as you were packing the ship, you would have like the community would have taken a little bit of some stuff, whatever. This could even be your personal stash. Maybe you really like this spice.
Yeah, this like a herb, a sweet smelling herb that maybe in some places is distilled into a very expensive perfume. But I just have like the raw one of the raw ingredients that is then could become that, but is in on its own, has its own, like, you know,
yeah,
very nice smell. That's it. And it's in like a little maybe a little case or something. You know, you can open it and smell and then close the case or something like that. Yeah.
Like a little leather or something natural, fiber case or something like that. And Vianne takes it and is like, "Wow, that's very thoughtful." And Beatrice takes, I'm assuming it's two and they each get one.
Yes. Yeah. He split it up. Into
yeah. And
two
Beatrice
little.
Takes it and goes, "Well, well, well, aren't you full of surprises?"
Yeah. Totally. Wait, that's not what he says. I don't know how to respond to that.
Does Argus know how to respond to that?
Yeah. Does Argus know how to respond to that? He'll just say like, yeah, something I've learned about myself as well more recently. Why have you brought me back here? Or what are we up to? Or just something to be like, yeah, what next?
I think Vianne sighs and looks at Beatrice like, ugh. And Beatrice says, "I think you will be helpful. I wanted to bring you into behind the scenes, Argus." Vianne is like, "And it's not just because you thought he was hot." And Beatrice slaps her.
Slaps her where? Like, across the face?
Like, just like back of hand. Just like, you know, when you just like. Yeah, no, I realize without the full sentence, that is terrible. Evil. Just like. You know, like, just like back of hand against
like
the
SWAT.
Chest, just like
she
shut
swats
up.
Her.
Just like SWAT. Yes, yeah, SWAT is correct. That is the correct word. Thank
okay.
you. Beatrice swats Vianne and is just like, "Argus, you're very charming." And Vianne has a way of putting things plainly, that I think would maybe help. Yeah, I just find it boring when you're talking in circles, so can you get to the point already? What I wanted to say is, and she lowers her voice to very much a hush, we also wanted to keep an eye on what is happening here tonight. Remember, Argus, keep your enemies close.
Yes!
But, and she, like, takes a step towards you. But remember, don't keep your friends too far. Vian rolls her eyes. Beatrice steps back away and starts walking towards the middle of the stage, guiding the three of you, or like walks you over to like behind where the music is coming from. Like you are behind the curtain, and Beatrice, I think, points out to you two people. So like you are peeking from behind the curtain, like just ever so slightly. And Beatrice says to you, are you aware of who those people are? And gestures over to the others that I have not quite introduced, others that are in this room that are, kind of standing out. They're like just talking near the stage. There's people dancing, they have outfits, but there are these people that that were there when you arrived that are still talking. You see like the family that I first described. It's a very like meek looking adult daughter. Then the older parents, who the older parents are actually talking to another person. Now, you know, you could see their names because they're on the little tokens, but I think Beatrice points out to you, those are who are going to be speaking tonight. We have Erin Lestrand and the Hexine daughter, Leanne, who seems to be unsure of where she stands. Argus, how good are you at convincing others?
Looks at my character sheet. convincing?
Argus, well, pulls it out of the back pocket.
Yeah, he's like, hold on. What kind of a person am I?
I mean, I can have Vian spell it out plainly for you because I'm sure she will.
Yeah, or he'll say, like, convincing them of the truth or convincing them of a lie.
Convince Leanne that she shouldn't do what her parents say. Beatrice says, now, there's a lot of context behind that, Vian. You can't just say the objective. Leanne, I have been told by a source, has been having questions about her allegiances. However, her family thinks she is the best competition up against Erin Lestrand. They're using her. And when someone is being used, it's not too hard to convince them. Maybe they shouldn't allow themselves to be used.
Do you wish to convince her just so you can use her yourself?
Vian says, how much do you trust him? He said he wanted more people to be... How did you put it, Argus?
About tonight?
You were saying like you want like the people, you have a stake in your community, you want people to, you know, have a say.
Yes, he wants more people to be heard, yeah.
Vian says, if you can get her on board with that, then if she wins, then it's good. She'll be less of a threat. At least less than Erin. God forbid.
So you're saying she could be sympathetic to the plight of my community?
Not only your community.
Okay. Does she continue, or is that it?
You see that she's like thinking about something. And Vian says, don't. I think we can trust him. Right, Argus? We can trust you. You're a hero.
Yes.
It could be a setup. I'm telling you. What if he's a plant? A plant for what, Vian? Whatever. And I think Vian is going to walk away. Beatrice comes very close to you. Very close to you.
Okay.
Is like standing above you because she's tall and you're definitely tall. Shorter. Tall. Yeah. Tall. And she like has a finger under your chest and leans down to your ear. And she says, we are working with the Greys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then you know. Oh, wait. I know that Tiffany was asked by Bellamy to talk tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a gamble and say, well, then you know also that hopefully Tiffany will be speaking tonight, right?
Who? Vian, who hasn't completely walked away, said, told you.
How in communication are you with Bellamy?
Oh, Bellamy. Yes, they're here because they like to inconvenience people. They wanted something, and we said no, and they came anyways. We thought it would throw Aaron off his game, so it was a choice. Whether it works or not is yet to be seen. A calculated risk.
So you also believe that Tiffany could have a part to play in this?
I'm sorry, darling. I have no idea who this Tiffany is.
He kind of throws his hands up. He's like, what the? Okay. Well, just can you do me a... He'll lean in a bit. He'll, you know, try to be... smile, you know. Can you do me a favor then? Let her speak.
I'll do you one better. And she's like still near your head. And I think she gives you a little kiss on the cheek and then pulls away. How about you introduce me?
It would be my pleasure.